Welcome to the Talking Greyhounds podcast for this Wednesday, October 12. Simon Harrison with you. And Mark Duclos joins me. Good afternoon, Mark.
Afternoon to you, Simon.
Well, it's been a wonderful week for Greyhound fans with the ban not going through.
No, we saw Mike Baird and Troy Grant run a very aggressive press conference yesterday where Mike Baird announced that the Greyhound ban in New South Wales would be reversed. I can tell you that there are a lot of Greyhound participants throughout New South Wales who went to bed last night, put their head on their pillow and had probably their best sleep for around about 18 or so months. And it's a great result. It's a great result for the industry, who hopefully can now move forward. Mike Baird has put in place an advisory panel, which will be headed up by former New South Wales Premier Maurice Yemma. And that panel will basically decide the footprint of the future for the greyhound racing industry here in New South Wales. And they'll be meeting very shortly. We'll see continued reforms take place in the industry. But let's hope that it's now onwards and upwards. And as I said, it was a very aggressive press conference. Mike Baird basically went on the front foot and said he got it wrong, Cabinet got it wrong, the government got it wrong, and they had listened to the public. And basically, for all greyhound participants in New South Wales, it was the only result they were after.
And by the sounds of things, the greyhound community have got a lot to thank Alan Jones and Ray Hadley for.
Oh, certainly. This was a concerted media effort. And Alan Jones, since his return from the Rio Olympics, the first day he was very quiet, but we since learnt that he was reading through the entire McHugh Special Commission of Inquiry report. Ray Hadley was on the front foot basically from the day that the ban was announced. And we've also got people such as Andrew Clonell from News Corp who also led the charge. And it's people like that who got behind the greyhound people, got behind the industry, and they believed it was a poor political decision. And obviously, you know, the weight of media and the weight of the support from those people has certainly played a significant role.
I suppose the only thing that the government will do now is just announce some strong penalties for anyone caught doing the wrong thing.
Oh, certainly, and so they should, Simon. You know, it's 2016, and things that may have gone in the past can certainly no longer go on in the future. And, you know, I'm a strong advocate for zero tolerance when it comes to live baiting or animal cruelty. I don't believe in three strikes and you're out. I believe in one strike and you're out. And, you know, anyone caught live baiting or being charged with animal cruelty should face an immediate life ban from any racing code in Australia. And they should also be put to the mercy of New South Wales Police Force and face a custodial sentence. We, as I say, we've been given another chance. I believe the industry will prosper given the opportunity that the Baird government have given them now. And as I said, from here on, it's onwards and upwards. But it now lies firmly at the feet of the greyhound racing participants to ensure that they take this opportunity and they run with it and they do the right thing. And let's hope that this is the last time greyhounds are in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons. And moving forward, we're in the spotlight for all the right reasons.
And I suppose the ban is now also reversed for the ACT.
Different kettle of fish down there because it's Australian Capital Territory. So we wait to find out what's going on in the ACT. Their racing minister, I think, came out and announced that they were going to withdraw funding for the Canberra Greyhound Club, which they provide to the tune of around $1 million each year, which obviously subsidises their prize money and also the running of the club. Let's hope, again, common sense prevails in Canberra and that they get a clean bill of health as well.
We've got some tip-top racing coming up over the next few days, which begins with the Gold Coast Cup run tomorrow night.
Certainly does. Albion Park is the venue for that race, and Tony Grett's got a very, very strong hand. The greyhound that would have been the pre-post favourite, She's a Keen Size, trained by Pete Rucci. Unfortunately, she dropped her back muscle in a track gallop on Monday morning, so she's been scratched from box number two. Tony Grett's got Zabden Ferrari in box three, Split Image in box four, 30 Talks in box six, and Aston Jador in box number seven. I'm really keen on Zabden Ferrari. This greyhound, he's a magic sprite, awesome knocker pup. He's had 24 starts, 11 wins, 10 placings. He was very good last week, running 29.88 from box number two. He's got brilliant early pace, and I think that's what's going to set him up in the early stages. Split Image, the kennel mate's drawn beside him in box four. he's another one that's got plenty of early tow. But I think that Saab and Ferrari can be first out, hold the rail in the run of the first turn. And I actually think Tony Brett will trifecta the race. I've put Saab and Ferrari on top from 30 talks and split image. But as I said, Tony Brett's got four runners in the Gold Coast Cup, and not a... a race that he hasn't had, you know, enormous success in. Tony's won all the big races up in Queensland, and as I said, with four, and four of the pre-post favourites in the race, you'd think he'd go very close to winning.
And on the other side of the country on Friday night, the Mandurah Cup. Have you kept an eye on what's happening in Perth?
Certainly have. Well, as I just told you, that Tony Brett's got four runners in the Gold Coast Cup, leading Western Australian trainer Chris House. He actually has five runners in the Group 3 Mandurah Cup worth $25,000 to the winner. And his representatives include Pepper Fire, Who's Got Blue, Ramifications, Who's Driving. And he's also got he's got another one in there. I'll find out which one that is in just a moment. But again, Chris has been on fire in WA for a number of years. And I'm tipping a greyhound by the name of Pepper Fire, who she actually came out. She ran 27.56. The fastest of the night was Fun Boss, who ran 27.48. But again, Pepper Fire, a greyhound that's got very, very good early pace. And she's a greyhound that took out the Group 3 South Australian Oaks going back five starts. And her recent form, very, very consistent. And as I said, she's got plenty of early tow. I don't think she's badly drawn in box number three. I think she can win the Mandurah Cup.
Okay, so that's on Friday. And across to Saturday night at Wentworth Park, heats of the Vic Peters Cup.
Yeah, we have 10 heats in total. So it's a heat semi-final and final series. It's run over 3 weeks, and some very, very smart greyhounds are going around, the likes of Ben Teke, who was in the Group 1 Adelaide Cup final last week, Ritza Lenny. Unfortunately, those greyhounds have drawn against each other in race number 8 on the card. And, you know, along with that, you've got the likes of Spring Bloom, which is prepared by Greg Board. It's drawn box 3 in race number 8. But Reefs and Treasure drawn box number 2 in race 5. It's coming off a little bit of a break. Its last run was in the Group 3 Canberra Cup final, where it flashed home and finished 4th behind Let It Develop. It's had 6 starts at Wenny for 2 wins, a best of 29.96. I think that Reefs and Treasure looks one of the bets of the night. Go across to race number 7, and I was speaking with Timmy Newbold, our race caller at Wentworth Park, and he's really keen on Ando's Mac. Finished 4th behind Black Bear Lee last Saturday night at Wentworth Park, but prior to that had put together 2 good wins, including a 29.66 win when it beat Clocks Ticking by 11 lengths, virtually leading throughout. So Ando's Mac looks to pick, and I know it's Timmy's best bet of the night. And then, as I said, in race 8, this is a really tough race. You've got Benteke in box 4. Ritza Lenny in box 7, Spring Bloom in box number 3. Box Rise will basically determine which of those greyhounds I think can win it. And you can throw into the mix a very smart Victorian greyhound by the name of Reckoning, which is prepared by Jason Thompson, who took out the Group 1 Adelaide Cup last Friday night. Reckoning, it's only had 6 starts, a couple of wins at Sandown Park in 29.64 and a very good win at the Meadows in 29.94. So the last leg of the quaddie at Wentworth Park, shaping up to be a really exciting race.
And Tim Newbold will be with us 10:45 Saturday morning for his selections for Wentworth Park. And Top Gun fields are out. The barrier draw done this Saturday?
Yeah, the box draw will be done this Saturday night at Wentworth Park. We've got the Group 2 Top Gun Stayers, and the headline act in that is Burn One Down for Jason Thompson. And a very, very good field has been assembled for that. And then we go across and take a look at the Group 1 Sky Racing Top Gun. It's $150,000 for the race, a straight-out draw, so absolutely sensational prize money. We've got the likes of Aston Bolero, a dual Group 2 winner, Worm Burner, the South Australian champ. He's been given a start in the field. Zambora Brocky, one of the real sprint stars in Australia. He's in there. Pantera Nera, Let It Develop. You know, it is a field that is absolutely chock full of quality. So the box draw for a race like that will be absolutely crucial. And that box draw will be done on Saturday night. And the race, the Sky Racing Top Gun Sprint and the Top Gun Stayers, Saturday week, October the 22nd at the Meadows.
Right, Duke, anything else for us before we wrap it up?
No, but I can tell you, Simon, it's from Tuesday afternoon when the announcement has taken place in regards to the reversal of the greyhound ban till today. I can tell you that people that are involved in the New South Wales greyhound racing industry. They're walking around with a smile on their face. They do wait to see what details will be provided as far as the future of the sport is concerned. But let me tell you, we're in a far better place now than what we were 48 hours ago.
And it's an enjoyable way to start the podcast this week, I must say.
Certainly is. We've been talking about this basically since May last year when the Special Commission of Inquiry started with Stephen Rushton and also Justice McHugh. We waited for so long for that report to come out. The report came out, and then a very short time after that, Mike Baird announced on July the 7th that the New South Wales greyhound racing industry would be banned. And as I said, it was just a devastating blow to so many good people, so many people that are just involved in greyhound racing for the passion, for the love of the animal. And then to find 3 months later, realistically, it was just a bad dream. It has been a great 24 hours, let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Righto then, Duke. We'll catch you on Sky Racing tonight with the second episode of At the Boxes.
Yep, myself, Jamie Annis, Timmy Newbold, Dave Stanley. We preview the full leagues of the quaddy at Sandown Park. Take a look at the Gold Coast Cup, the Mandurah Cup, and Timmy's along to preview the full leagues of the quaddy at Wentworth Park as well. So that is At the Boxes, 6 p.m. Sky Racing 2 every Wednesday night.
We'll catch you then. Thanks very much, Mark.
Thanks, Simon.